$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to $5 Bin Podcast. This is our finale episode, part one. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with my co-host, Rick Maxian.
Hello.
Hello, Richard and Brian Higgins.
Ahoy, hoy.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Wonderful. How are you
now,
doing?
Now, I want to cut you off and say that we're not going to get into any of the sappy, teary-eyed goodbyes yet because this is part one of the finale.
Okay.
So you can save that.
All the emotion will be part two.
Put that in your back pocket.
Just wait till I have my Sarah McLachlan
that's right.
backed
montage. It'll be like
montage.
A ASPCA commercial with a sad dog. In a cage, and I gotta switch the channel when those comes on. I can't stand to watch that.
I have no feelings towards it.
But gentlemen, you did. You asked how I'm doing.
Yeah, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Oh,
that's good. Something happened recently that I need to share is that I became a father.
What?
Yes, I'm. I've joined the ranks
news.
Of Rick.
I
like
not
you guys.
Me.
I like you guys how you're feigning like I'm telling you this for the first time. Obviously,
yes,
you
yeah.
know this news. I've texted both of you while this happened. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a dad, and
while
I'm super happy
happening.
About it. So yeah, while it was happening.
Hi,
all my wife was giving birth.
That was the first time we heard about it.
Yes, exactly.
We had no reason why the podcast was ending.
Did you think it was weird that I was just FaceTiming you all of a sudden from the hospital? And
well, at 2 a.m., it was weird.
Yeah. Right. I was like, what movies this remind you of, guys? 9 months? Knocked Up? Come on.
I was going to go with Alien.
But yeah, bit of a change. Obviously, I knew this was coming. This wasn't the only reason why the podcast is coming for an end, but it was obviously a major
a primary
part of it. It was a primary
yeah.
one. So the cat is out of the bag, or the baby is out of the wife, I guess. So
wow.
that's a
way to put it.
Yeah. And as I said to the gentleman, when a child is brought into this world, your time becomes limited because everything is devoted to them. And I really meant I wanted to celebrate the occasion first time seeing you guys by stopping in. You know, we're not really big smokers.
No.
So back in the day, the father would give out cigars. I thought maybe play off of that. I'd get some chocolate cigars.
It would cost me a fortune if I had to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That is true. Unfortunately, I did not have time to stop at a store that actually sells chocolate cigars. It's more like of a specialty candy.
They're not very commonly found.
They're not common. So I did bring a assorted Godiva chocolate selection. So
do you sell any chocolate logs?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any chocolate?
Oh, you could have done Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, that's true.
The long Tootsie Roll.
The long Tootsie Roll. I was even like debating candy cigarettes.
Oh,
you know,
where would you get
but
those?
But again, yeah.
I just saw some in a store in San Francisco.
Oh, you should have brought them.
Yeah, I didn't know.
How dare you, Brian? I did ask you to bring some Rice-A-Roni.
You did. I just figured you could pick that up at Target.
I thought you just decided not to because I kind of got involved with the whole Lori Loughlin thing. And
oh,
Full
yeah.
House and we won't get into that.
The
yeah.
question is how are they going to do that on Fuller House?
Well, see, I don't think she's actually on the show.
They'll do a spinoff called Big House.
Big House. Oh.
No, I know she's not on the show.
I like that. Well, gentlemen, as this is part one of our finale, one of the things I wanted to bring up, and we've kind of, in preparation of this day, we've obviously done many movies over the course of the 5 years of this podcast.
Yes.
But there's still a lot that we never got to, or we never will get to at this point of us wrapping up. So I kind of pitched it out there, and Brian, you kind of led the charge of this, where we came up with a list of movies that we wish we had done, a.k.a., as I'm calling, our wish we had done list.
Wow, that's a... I can tell that you've got daddy brain.
I got daddy brain.
Do we have a theme song to go with that?
No.
Wish we had done list.
There you got it. It's a takeoff of a Bee Gees song.
That's perfect, actually.
There we go. Who wants to start first? And gentlemen, as we go through these lists, feel free to comment if you have any memories of that movie. Or in the case of mine, you might say, I've never even heard of that movie. And we could talk about it a little bit.
That's true.
And see what these movies or these wish list items might bring to mind.
My list is very long.
Mine is long as well. So we start off with Rick.
I kind of have a list.
Okay.
So I've got a few, since I was out for a few episodes.
Some of these are many movies we did do. Probably.
That's true. Yeah, you were gone. That. You were gone on hiatus during the birth of your children.
I was on hiatus.
Rick decided to take a hiatus.
Daddy,
I decided to end the podcast.
Yeah. Mark does not trust us.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Highlander?
Did not do that.
Did not do that.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I'm
when
saying.
I came across it. I was like, I don't have fond memories of this movie.
Oh, I thought that movie was awesome.
Yeah, I
the
know.
First one.
Right,
with
right.
Sean Connery.
Yep.
Actually, I think he was in the second one, too.
He was. The Quickening.
The Quickening. Not...
Not the Shinning.
And then what was the... There was Highlander 3.
Highlander 3, the
Endgame.
Final... No, well,
no.
There were actually five Highlander movies.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know if you know this.
Endgame is the one that had Edge in it.
Oh. Well, during 4 is when they had both Con McLeod and Duncan MacLeod from the series.
Oh.
And then number 5, which I believe was Highlander The Source, it was just Duncan MacLeod, Adrian Paul.
They should do
they kinda did
they
like
should
a,
do a new one with Christopher Lambert.
Have him come
Hello,
back?
I'm Christopher Lambert. This is
that's
Mortal
a, that's
Kombat.
Excellent.
Oh, wait. Did
French
he die?
Accent. No, Christopher Lambert.
No,
he's
no, no.
Still alive.
Did Duncan kill him in one of them to
he
get
killed
one?
Connor. Oh, yeah, he did.
He did kill
and
him.
And the one they were both in, he killed him to get his powers.
Right.
So he could defeat whoever the villain
right.
was. So.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert.
I know
alert.
So much about Highlander movies. It's weird.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't think anyone cares if we spoil the Highlander movie.
You don't think so? More Mel Brooks movies.
More Mel Brooks movies. Okay.
Because, I mean, everyone knows my love of Spaceballs.
Yes.
We did Spy Hard. But we
Spy Hard was not a Mel Brooks movie. It was, it was in the same vein as one.
Oh, that's right. No,
but
no,
that's
no. What
why
am I thinking
was
of?
Not
oh,
that
Dracula Dead and Loving
Dracula
It.
Dracula Dead and Loving
yeah,
It.
Yeah, I was thinking Leslie Nielsen, and then the...
You know, I was thinking along the same lines of you, and I was thinking like Robin Hood Men Tights. I'm like, yeah. I don't need to revisit that one. I do catch that one off and still love
it's
it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot.
But there's other Mel Brooks ones you could
so
do.
So even in that way, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I had that one as well. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's a great one. You could get into the, you know, Bonds. You could get into the Golden Eye and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yep.
Actually,
the Pierce Brosnan era.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
If I went down an entire list, I don't know where I would end.
Right.
There's just so many.
I'll throw this out there just because I begrudgingly put this one on my list, but for the fact that you brought up Robin Hood, Prince and Thieves, I thought that it might have behooved us if we kept going on to finish out some of these Kevin Costner movies, so I did put The Postman on there.
I don't think we needed to do that one.
Oh, The Postman.
But just to see if it was worse than Waterworld?
I mean, that would have been worth chess.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what else? Two more John Belushi. So The Blues Brothers would have been a good one.
Brothers is a phenomenal movie.
I know.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. Like, I would love to just rewatch it only because I want to rewatch them.
So you just want to pick a movie like, I want to rewatch this because it's good.
Yeah, I know it's good.
But now that the podcast is over, you can just rewatch movies.
You can rewatch the movies that you like. That's called just watching movies.
Yes. I can't do that. Brian, we should do a part-time podcast about good movies.
About good movies.
Part-timers.
It really brings your mindset back into a good place
if
you start watching better movies.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Brian, we want to go through your list, and
I'm
going to try to, because I might have some overlaps here, I'm going to try to cross them off so we're not mentioning the same ones.
Yeah. So right near the top of my list, the Mighty Ducks trilogy.
I had that as well.
Mighty
Ducks,
Like, I'm amazed we didn't get to those. And even
not
if we,
even the, just the first
even if we had
one.
Just done D2.
You would have jumped just.
I would have jumped to D2.
Okay,
I love D2. Dick Tracy is another.
Yes, Dick Tracy.
I consider that right up there with Rocketeer
because they had the weird characters, like those. They were cartoonish villains, but they had such those characters.
Yeah,
and
like it's a spiritual trilogy of my childhood with Rocketeer and Roger Rabbit. Last Action Hero, I thought we would have gotten to eventually.
I had that one too.
Spaced Invaders.
That movie, I saw at the drive-in, and I would have loved it, because I haven't seen that movie
in
years.
It's a prime example of a movie that I liked as a child that I don't remember anything
about. That's what
about.
I was wondering if you had seen that one, Rick, because it was about these dumb aliens that landed on Earth, and they were, like, trying to conquer it, but it was, like, you know, confusion going on, because they didn't know what was going on in the world.
I just remember them saying, prepare to die, you're a scum, prepare to die, you're a scum. They're going to write that on your tombstone.
Yeah. Yeah, they were these weird, like little creature things.
Okay, so it's not like aliens like Coneheads. It was more like...
They were actual, like, these tiny aliens, like about kid size, and they...
Like Ewok size.
And they thought they were... They just had big heads, and both physically and ego where they thought they could conquer this planet of Earth, but they were kind of morons and they kept like confusing like a dog as the king of Earth or something. And they're like, oh, just had a
weird.
It was a very weird movie.
But I understand Spaced now.
Spaced yes. Invaders.
After Rookie of the Year and Sandlot, I think we should have done at some point Little Big League.
Little Big League.
And Angels in the Outfield, which is not streaming anywhere. That's
oh, really?
That's a challenge. I think we would have gotten to that one
We'd have
had
to
it been
it?
Available.
And the
I don't think it's even available to buy.
Do
like
you
outside of
it?
A DVD. I don't think I own it anymore. I think it went in one of my purges.
I may own that upstairs, actually.
Oh.
Now, Brian, did you thinking about kids' sports movies lead you to some other kids' sports movies in the same vein, like a Little Giants?
Little Giants.
Yeah. Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh. The Big Green did not make my list because it's not one that I
ever
watched.
Actually, you just reminded me of something. I don't know why Rodney Dangerfield reminded me of Three Ninjas.
I had that
and
thought.
Surf
I had
surf ninjas.
All three of the Three Ninjas and Surf Ninjas. Yeah.
And that brought me also to the Hulk Hogan cinematic universe with Mr. Nanny,
Suburban Commando,
Santa with Muscles, which reminded me of the Santa Claus.
Yep.
Those movies. The Home Alone series as well. Of course, I thought of Uncle Buck.
Yep, some more John Candies. Yep.
One that I'm surprised we didn't do, because I feel like we reference it almost as much as The Phantom, is The Shadow.
Yes.
Oh,
I was surprised
that's
we didn't do that one either. I had that on my list, too.
And that's the one
especially
I saw.
Especially because you talk about that all the time, Rick.
I know. I saw that in the theater with my grandfather.
That's funny.
I think it would have been interesting to revisit some of the Disney movies of the 80s. Great Mouse Detective or an Oliver and Company.
Yep.
Those style. The Rescuers Down Under.
When you were bringing up Hulk Hogan, did you mention Noel Holdsbard?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. But
that was one I had on my list.
I did have it lower on my list as well, yes.
Okay.
The Muppet movies as well, I think. We wouldn't have been able to start with the Muppet movie, but I think Great Muppet Caper might have been in our time frame. Muppets Take Manhattan, definitely in our time frame.
Yeah.
That would have been a fun one to talk about. Some of the movies that I have on my list are the like R-rated movies that I saw at too young of an age in the theater.
Yeah.
Like Outbreak.
Oh, Outbreak.
And
okay.
Broken Arrow.
I had Broken Arrow too.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the ones that were like, they were action movies, but, you know, they weren't like, they didn't have like big stars. Like, they had John Travolta and Christian Slater, which was like, it was kind of like a weird, like,
and Howie Long.
Like a pre face off thing, you know? It was kind of like,
Howie
it wasn't
Long.
As big, yeah.
Also, a couple that I feel like we referenced quite a bit. Mom and Dad Save the World.
Yes, I
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yep, mm-hmm, yep. I had that one too.
The John Goodman film assortment of the 90s, like Matinee, The Babe, The Flintstones.
Yeah. Flintstones. I had The Flintstones.
I don't, you know what, I don't know if I've ever
Arachnophobia.
Seen.
Arachnophobia. I had that one,
The full Flintstones.
Also, Revenge of the Nerds.
Yep, I had
that's
one
that
Nerds.
Would be very interesting to see how it holds up.
I watched it a few years ago, and there's some problematic things. That movie.
The Don Bluth movies as well, I think, for the animated movies, like the American Tale movies.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
All
good.
Dogs Go to Heaven, Land Before Time, Secret of Nim.
You know, I was thinking about one that would have been fun. DuckTales the movie.
Oh, yeah, Treasures of the Lost Lamp.
Wasn't that a video game?
There was a DuckTales
was
Nintendo
a DuckTales.
Game. It wasn't related to the...
Oh, I played that.
I would have been interested to revisit My Blue Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I remember
with,
liking
that
Steve movie.
Steve Martin, right?
Yeah, Steve Martin
and Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
The Three Musketeers down on here with Oliver Platt.
Which on Showtime, they've been like playing the hell out of that movie. Or HBO, one of those. It's always on.
The spiritual duo of Getting Even with Dad and Man of the House.
Okay.
Life with Mikey with
I
Michael
thought you
J.
didn't
Fox.
Like Getting Even with Dad.
I don't remember it.
I think I pitched that once and you were like, I'm not sure about that.
I don't think I wanted, I think there was something else I wanted to watch more. Life with Mikey with Michael J. Fox.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good one.
The Indiana Jones movies, I think we could have gone to like Last
again,
Crusade.
I think you're getting into what I was trying to say, where it's like, I really wish we got into good movies, because a lot of those movies
I watch Indiana Jones movies all the time.
Well, then what about Street Fighter?
Yes, I had Street Fighter.
Raul Julia's last movie.
I had
movie.
Street Fighter.
I also would have been interested in the Arnold Schwarzenegger comedic cinematic universe of Kindergarten Cop, Junior, and Twins.
Yes. I have to sadly admit, I've never seen all of Junior.
I saw that in the theater at a birthday party.
Kindergarten Cop, I freaking love.
I love
that
Kindergarten
movie.
Cop, yeah.
We should do, what about like the Sinbad movies? Because we got to figure out how Sinbad's genie.
I always loved
Remember
the
that
movie.
One?
That doesn't exist.
I know.
That's the Mandela effect.
I know, but it's amazing.
I always love Sinbad in House Guest.
Oh, yes.
With Phil Hartman. That was such a weird movie, but it was great.
movies that I remember watching on airplanes, like Greedy. Do you remember that one?
Well, you're talking about that whole like 90s Michael J. Fox when you're talking about Life with Mikey.
Jack Frost and Multiplicity for some Michael Keaton fun.
I got Multiplicity.
Mars Attacks.
I had that one too.
I saw that.
I'd be interested to see how that movie is.
And it was a weird movie to see in the theater,
That I saw in the theater that I really don't want to revisit, but I feel like it could have made an interesting episode. Event Horizon.
Oh, that movie. I don't want to watch that movie.
I saw it in the theater as well.
I saw that in the theater.
I just remember being freaked out.
It's disturbing.
It's such a disturbing movie. I like almost closed my eyes in the theater.
Just because you brought that up, Brian, another movie that did not disturb me as much, but I always kind of associated in my head because it was just as weird, but not disturbingly weird, was Sphere.
Oh yeah!
Remember, like so when they started making all those Michael Crichton movies into movies.
I mean, I know, but the thought process there was like Jurassic Park was big. Let's make more Michael Crichton movies.
Because one of the other ones I have on my list is Congo with Amy Good Gorilla.
Yes.
Oh my! I had a few more. Like we never really got into dramas.
City Slickers 2
would have been good.
Yeah,
but I would.
City Slickers 2 would have been a better one to watch because City Slickers is a great movie. I don't know how much the second one ever hold up in the first place. The Search for Curly's Gold.
I mean, you're replacing Bruno Kirby with John Lovitz. That's called an upgrade.
It's Curly's brother because Curly died in the first one.
Yes.
But it's still Jack Palance.
I always wanted to do Quiz Show.
Well, I watch that movie a lot. It's phenomenal.
You watch it a lot?
Yeah, they play it on HBO a lot, actually. It's a really good movie.
It's one of the ones that I've been meaning to rewatch for a while.
I recommend to rewatch that movie. It really holds up well.
I think I have a few more scattered throughout. I'll end with Follow That Bird.
Oh, that would have been a great one.
Yeah.
I believe there was a... Back in the day when we were having more guests on the show... There were people that called the movie that they wanted to do, and we did have a potential guest that wanted to do that movie.
There were a few movies that were earmarked for guests that just never happened.
And that was one of them. And that is one I have on my list, which is RoboCop.
Yeah.
The original RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
We never did that. All right, so I got a lot more to go. So my number one, my kind of one and two of the ones that I wish we would have done was...
Explorers.
Number one. Well, Explorers is on there, my number one. Willow.
Willow
would have been my number one to do.
Super
Mario Brothers was number two. Willow and Super Mario Brothers.
I think we know Super Mario Brothers doesn't hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right.
No, it's pretty terrible. But you go with more John Leguizamo. The past.
How about more?
We'll just watch Spawn again.
Yeah. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
The Witches.
Yep.
That was always one that was kind of weird. A movie that I thought might have been too weird for us to do, but we did do The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Did you ever
see that movie? It's very strange.
No, but I mean, I know what the movie is.
The Burbs.
Yep, Tom Hanks.
Stargate.
That's a good movie.
Stargate would
I like Stargate.
I don't know if all the effects do, because I catch it here and there.
Actually, you want to know something? I enjoy the Richard Dean Anderson
Stargate SG-1.
The TV shows, the Richard Dean Anderson ones.
Right.
The other ones, I'm like,
well, they did a bunch of spin-offs.
Yeah.
You mentioned Explorers, even though I was coming. I'd be interested, again, to watch Clue.
Yeah, it holds up.
It does hold up, but...
That's the prime Comedy Central.
Tim right. Curry.
Rick, you started to get into finishing out some trilogies.
Yeah.
Would have been interested to do Karate Kid 2 and 3.
Yeah, and 4.
I caught 3 recently on TV.
Was that the Hilary Swank one?
Yes.
That's the fourth one, the next Karate Kid one. Rick, you had mentioned at one point, we might have been, we found it during like a where have these actors gone, Double Dragon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you also mentioned when we were talking about John Ritter, if we did Problem Child.
Yes, and Problem Child 2.
Yeah. Real Genius, really early Val Kilmer movie.
Yeah.
Armed and Dangerous, which I caught the other day on TV.
Eugene Levy.
John Candy.
And John
Eugene
Candy.
Levy.
Did I love that movie.
Buck? You did mention Uncle Buck. Yes, yes. The Lost Boys. Did you guys ever see the movie Ski Patrol?
I loved Ski Patrol.
Ski Patrol was so crazy.
It was crazy.
There was a point where that was lined up.
Isn't it?
Was it?
We had that lined up as a movie because we couldn't find it.
It's free on Tubi TV, which is a weird thing to get on.
It's Hot Shots on the Slopes or something. Yeah. That's the tagline.
Well, it's not as parody. No. It's just like a weird comedy.
Yeah, but
and
that's
it's got George Lopez.
I forget what we replaced it with, but
it was hard to find.
Yeah, it was hard to find.
From the Slopes to the Beaches, Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, and Bernie's too.
And Bernie too. That movie is very strange. This was one that someone had actually earmarked at one point. It would have been a good 80s movie. The Last Starfighter.
Oh.
So, sorry, Ski Patrol is not Hot Shots on the thing. It is from the creator of Police Academy.
I had that on my list too.
They're the patrol academies that's out of control.
Right. I would have just done Mission to Moscow.
And then it says, pray they never have to rescue you.
I did have Police Academy and sequels. Did you guys ever see the Garbage Pail Kids movie?
No.
I know it existed. I don't think I watched it, but I had some of the cards as a kid.
I have it on DVD.
Oh, but that reminds me. Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. I have that on my list. Mentioned primarily maybe a comeback from the movie Ted. Did you guys ever see the Sam Jones movie Flash Gordon with the Queen soundtrack?
I never did.
There you go.
No.
Keeping it relevant.
I know the soundtrack, Queen though. Soundtrack.
You know, there's another one I just thought of.
Yeah.
It was with Peter Falk and Alan Arkin, the in-laws.
That's the in-laws, yeah.
But that was a great movie.
They remade that movie, you know, with Michael Douglas and Ryan Reynolds or something like that.
We could have done Cocoon.
We could have done Cocoon, yeah. Some prime Gutenberg.
Oh, Steve Gutenberg.
And Arnold, that would have been a good one to do as the Running Man.
Oh.
Brian, we had mentioned this a few times, mainly various segments, the Twilight Zone movie.
Yes.
Time Bandits. Did you guys ever see Time Bandits? About the little people that travel through time?
You know who stops them?
Time Cop.
Yep.
Speaking of cops, Beverly Hills Cop.
We didn't do that?
No, we never.
No,
we did Trading
we never
Places
did it.
Was the only
because
Eddie Murphy.
Beverly Hills Cop was, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. The sequels, I don't know.
George Lucas is in the third one.
That's the one they made that like fake Disney World.
The second one, Serge, that's the third one.
Oh, with Balky is in all of them.
Balky, but he's like, Serge, it sounds like a detergent.
Did you guys ever watch this? This is a real coming-of-age movie as a young boy. Just One of the Guys.
No.
Did you ever
Never
saw the movie where the girl pretends to be a guy in high school?
We could have done a whole series there and done Soul Man as well.
Soul Man.
With C. Thomas Howell.
Speaking of teenage angst, Weird Science.
Could have done the My Girl movies.
My Girl.
Those were sad.
Yeah, but still, it's kind of funny.
He dies.
From bees.
That's not funny at all.
And she's like, he needs his glasses.
And then she goes to California to hang out with the kid from Last Action Hero.
And
the
she
Sad
drops
Dog.
Things in the tarpits.
The Savage Steve Holland duo of Better Off Dead and One Crazy Summer with John Cusack. Speaking of John Cusack, did you guys ever watch the movie The Journey of Natty Cann? A girl and her wolf, and she was like on the road.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of John Cusack.
Yes.
Joan Cusack, In and Out.
Okay.
Like, that's on the later end of our spectrum, but that was...
Isn't that Kevin Kline?
Kevin Kline,
yeah.
Tom Selleck.
It would have been very interesting to revisit that with today's sensibilities.
Because it was really, like, ahead of its time.
Yes, but it might be, like, cringeworthy today.
Because it's over the top. Speaking of over the top.
Oh! I turned my hat. It's like a switch. I've become a truck. So some of the movies in the young someone categories, Young Einstein.
Yep.
Remember that movie?
Yahoo Serious.
Yahoo Serious, his claim to fame. There was also a movie that was made by George Lucas called Young Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
You saw that
one? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I remember there was an episode of this TV show, Movie Magic.
Yeah.
That showed like how the stained glass knight was made.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I mean, I bought the DVD because I remember the movie, and I was like, I'm not sure the effects hold up on this. But this movie, not probably as popular, but would have felt in the same range of some of those 80s comedies we did. Spies Like Us. Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Trapped in Paradise?
That movie was so bad.
I don't think I ever saw it. I think I just wanted to see it.
I had such high expectations. It's about these three brothers, and they're pretty dumb, and they're trying to rob a bank. It's Nicolas Cage, Dana Carvey, and John Lovitz. And then
that's
they
a
get,
murderer's row right there.
And so it sounds awesome, but then they get stuck in this town. They rob this bank, and they can't get out of this like picture perfect Christmas town. But it wasn't funny. It was not funny whatsoever.
Neither is Quiz Show.
No, Quiz Show's not supposed to be funny.
Well, maybe Trapped in Paradise isn't either.
I'm surprised we never did this movie, Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
And Short Circuit, too.
We were talking about it.
Back to School, another Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, no respect.
The Boy Who Could Fly. Did
I'm
you
flying.
Ever? Oh, and in that vein, not that quite human, because it was the same guy.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Jay Underwood.
But I don't think those movies are very easy to find.
You're right.
But my favorite one was Still Not Quite Human, where
yes.
there was also the robot
was that like
Alan
the third
Thicke.
One?
Yes. It was like a Disney Channel original movie.
Right.
Like, I just remember that one so distinctly. It was one of my favorites.
Right.
And my other favorite Disney Channel or ABC, like, original movie thing was Back to Hannibal, The Return of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
I don't think I saw that.
Where Jim is accused of murder, so he has to call on his lawyer, Tom Sawyer.
Wow. So it was like years and years later.
Yeah. Raphael Sabarge was Tom Sawyer.
Oh.
And Mitchell
I like that
Anderson
guy.
Was Huck Finn.
I'm not sure who that is.
He was the guy from Doogie Howser that wasn't Doogie Howser.
Vinny?
No, like the older doctor.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was good, I think.
I didn't have
right.
Back to Hannibal, but I did have Back to the Beach.
Oh,
the movie with
Frankie and Annette.
Frankie and Annette.
Back to the Beach. I don't think I've ever
with
heard
a guest
of it.
Appearance by Pee Wee Herman saying, "Well, well, bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word."
That's Peter Griffin's favorite song.
Golden Child, another Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Mannequin. Remember
you know,
the Mannequin,
I watched,
Andrew?
I watched
Andrew
that.
McCarthy, Kim Cattrall.
In like the last maybe 2 years, it was on TV.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was like, that's Kim Cattrall.
Yeah,
I didn't never realize
young
it was
Kim Cattrall. A movie I tried to watch last summer and fell asleep while I was at a beach house.
I know what you did last summer.
Dragnet with Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks. A movie that I
Turner
loved as
Hooch.
A kid, but I would be very interested to watch again. Inner Space.
What is that one?
That's the one where Dennis Quaid is in the tiny ship and he gets injected into Martin Short with Meg Ryan.
No.
You've never seen Inner Space?
No.
You've seen Inner Space.
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. It's funny. It was funny. I don't know if it still is. It's one of like the three movies that Dennis Quaid worked with his then wife Meg Ryan with.
That's nuts.
Sleepless in Seattle.
No, not that one. Summer School.
Forget Paris.
A movie I used to watch all the time. Summer School. Meg Ryan's not even in Forget Paris.
I know, but it made me think of romantic comedies.
She's in French Kiss. That's what you're thinking of.
No, I was just thinking, going tangential romantic comedies.
Lover Boy with Patrick Dempsey. When he was the pizza boy that would sleep with the women. Like,
these are the movies that are getting into the License to Drive categories.
Right.
I was
Carrie
gonna
Fisher
say,
was in that. Lover Boy. We mentioned with John Ritter, there was this weird spy movie he was in with Jim Belushi called Real Men. I thought it would have been funny if at some point during the podcast we invited back our guest Jonathan Eldridge to do Teen Wolf 2.
Oh! See how the music improves.
Three Men and a Baby.
There's three men in this room right now.
Yeah, the baby is not here, though. Leonard
There's
Part 6.
Three upstairs.
The Bill Cosby movie where he was...
I think we're better off not going... One. Yeah.
Going back to a classic Jean-Claude, Bloodsport.
Okay.
The movie, John Candy as a talking horse, Hot to Trot.
I don't remember that one.
That might be a space
him
horse.
Him and Bobcat Goldthwait and Dabney Coleman.
You could do Wagons East.
Brian, you must remember this movie because I think it was a Disney one with Neil Patrick Harris. The Purple People Eater.
Oh, I love The Purple People Eater.
Another John Candy classic. I inadvertently got two copies of the DVD somehow in college. Who's Harry Crumb?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Why's Harry Crumb?
Teen Witch, top that. Look Who's Talking.
Oh, Look Who's
Talking.
That
would open
now.
Up some doors. Tremors, Kevin Bacon. Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh.
Dark Man with Liam Neeson, his superhero movie.
I'm Dark Man.
Men at Work with the brothers Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
That's right.
With the Garbage Men.
Stakeout.
Stakeout.
Another
Stakeout. 48 Hours.
Necessary Roughness. Which
Exit
was
to 80s. Eden.
That was a weird movie.
Wasn't that with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yep. Dan Aykroyd.
And Dan Aykroyd.
At the Fetish Club.
And Hector Elizondo, because he's in all the Gary Marshall movies.
Oh, The Princess Diaries has him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember this Jim Belushi movie, Curly Sue?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was like a con artist.
He adopts a kid or she's his
son.
Yeah,
they're con artists.
That would have been in like the Life with Mikey bucket with me.
I watched half of this on HBO a couple weeks ago. And it really held up well, but I'd be interested to watch that and the sequel, The Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Raul Julia.
Getting into a little bit of the Pauly Shore era, Encino Man.
Biodome.
No,
Son-in-Law.
Don't.
Yep.
Listen, we don't need Pauly Shore in anything.
R.I.P. Luke Perry, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to Luke Perry.
Captain Ron with our buddy Kurt Russell. Oh, this movie would have been, we should have done this movie. It would have been the most bonkers thing. The Robin Williams crazy movie, Toys.
We should have done Toys.
I loved that movie.
It was so strange.
It is, but
I think
so
I hated
cool.
that.
It was so weird.
Like, no, because he was a toy. I mean, like, he was a toy.
Like, I think I remember hating it.
Yeah, like, I just remember
my reaction was Mark's reaction to Trapped in Paradise. I was like, "This is Robin Williams. Why am I not laughing?
Why am I? Yeah, exactly. Well,
where's the like?
Joan Cusack was
the,
in it.
The
yeah.
best part
Robot
of it,
Robot Sister.
The best part of it was the trailer where he was standing in a field.
Right. Another bonkers movie that would have fit the timeline: Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did anyone watch the Chuck Norris movie Sidekicks
with Jonathan Brandis?
With Jonathan Brandis of the Ladybugs
and Sequest.
Sequest, with DSV. Darwin.
Did you guys, any of you, I'm sure you guys have caught from the Home Alone range, Dennis the Menace movie.
Yep, with Mason Gamble.
We brought up Coneheads the last episode. In the vein of The Blank Man, I also had Meteor Man with Robert Townsend.
Oh, that's a good, I remember that one.
I never saw it.
The effects were terrible, by the way.
Right. We did do Judge Dredd, but we never did Demolition Man.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, it's you.
Another sports movie I really remembered watching with Kevin Bacon, The Air Up There.
Oh.
That kind of would have been like the cool running.
You know the
kind
one thing
vein?
I remember from Demolition Man? Is when they're talking, he's like, I don't know how you guys go to the bathroom. All there was three seashells. And then, and then it's, what's his
Sandra
name?
Sandra Bullock.
No. What's his name?
Sandra Bullock.
No.
Dennis Leary?
No.
Wesley Snipes.
Who's the annoying sounding guy?
Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
He's like, he doesn't understand what the three seashells
are
for.
Because he was in Judge Dredd, too, where they got to work together again. Him and Sly Stallone.
I'll fail you.
Baby's Day Out.
You're really leaning on the baby
side. I know,
now.
Right, yeah.
Oh, babies.
They get babies on the brain.
Dunstan Checks In.
Oh, babies.
The Little Rascals movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, kids, babies.
Camp Nowhere.
Camp Candy. We should have just watched the television show.
Richie Rich.
I may have watched that by myself because I remember doing it, and then I thought that we had already done it.
Camp Nowhere made me think of Bushwhacked.
Bushwhacked, yep.
Oh,
Daniel Stern. Did you ever watch the Brandon Fraser baseball movie, The Scout?
Mm.
That was one.
I don't remember that one.
A movie I sadly saw in the theater, the Jerky Boys movie.
Wow.
Oh, those were like the prank calls, right?
Yeah, the prank calls. Casper.
Yep.
The Friendly Ghost.
Indian
with Christina
in the
Ricci.
I don't think I ever saw the movie, but I loved the book.
The book, yeah. Operation Dumbo Drop.
Why do I think Casper's name was Jonathan?
Jumanji.
Yeah.
And you brought up that Tom Sawyer movie, Tom and Huck.
Yep. We could have done Back to Hannibal for the mini episode.
We could have,
yeah. Or even just the Elijah Wood Huckleberry Finn, too.
Right. Hackers. That was a weird movie. Cable Guy.
Oh, we're getting into Jim Carrey movies?
Get out of here, no.
Yeah, just strange Jim Carrey movies.
You know, actually, I would have been interested to revisit the Ace Ventura movies. Like, I feel like The Mask holds up.
I think I watched the Ace Ventura movies more than The Mask.
Really?
Like, I haven't seen The Mask
but
in
here's
a while.
But here's the weird thing. Ace Ventura movies are quintessential 90s movies and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, now comedy has evolved slightly to a different level, and it's like, I liked it in the 90s because that's the mindset I was in, and now I'm like, some of it's just a little much.
But that statement just reminded me, I liked it in the 90s because that's the mindset. The Kevin Smith movies, The View Askew Universe.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Small Rats, Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
Which in my mind, like, if you did, like, I'd be interested in doing, like, Mallrats, but I feel like Clerks would hold up because it was such low budget anyways. I don't know.
I would watch Clerks and Mallrats again for the podcast.
Okay, I'm getting down to the wire here. The Eddie Murphy Nutty Professor, just to see if all those characters still hold up that he plays. Mentioned many times, and Mandela Effect in our minds as well. Kazam, the actual movie with Shaq.
Yeah. Steel.
Steel, that was another one.
Oh,
In the Shaq era.
The Shaqtic universe.
We brought up Toys of Robin Williams, also Jack.
Jack, I would have wanted to.
Where he played the man child.
The opposite Benjamin Button.
you brought up your love of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, another, yep, which has actually been on TV too, another kind of live action cartoon mashup, Space Jam.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cool World.
Cool World. That would have been a weird one.
What about Bebe's Kids?
Bebe's Kids. I watched that movie.
Oh, my God.
This is really captivating content for the listeners, by the way. We're just saying movies.
We're just saying movies.
And the thing is I bet you they're like, oh, yeah, that movie.
I remember that one. This movie I saw in the theater and was very confused. The Marlon Brando, Val Kilmer, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, yes.
That was a
weird movie.
I feel like there's a documentary about the making of that.
Probably. Double Team, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dennis Rodman. Action movie.
I feel like that title could refer to many different movies.
That's true. I'm saying this is the only, like, non-porn one, though.
Well.
Val Kilmer in The Saint.
Oh,
saw that movie.
We're in the Kilmer sans.
Anaconda.
My Anaconda don't want none.
Oh, that was with Ice Cube, right? Yeah,
and
Ice Cube.
Jennifer Lopez, right? And John Voight.
And Eric Stoltz very shortly.
Oh.
And Owen Wilson, he gets eaten by a
snake. Eric Stoltz very shortly, the Back to the Future story.
Exactly. Rick,
I would have done Back to the Future 3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Rick, I thought you would have brought up maybe like Starship Troopers.
Oh, I saw that in the theater. Did I see that with you?
I have a few more on here, but I'm going to end it with Death Becomes Her.
Oh, I watched that for some reason.
Bruce Willis.
within the past few years.
Well, I know there's a lot of them that I'm like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
I've watched that.
And real quick, I have to mention my wife's, her list was much shorter. She threw out three movies. One I had already mentioned, Better Off Dead. She was also big into this movie called My Science Project, which I had never seen until we started dating.
Oh.
I've never heard
of it.
And then last but not least, Troll. The movie that
Jennifer Aniston
to,
right?
No, not Leprechaun.
Oh.
This movie is Troll. It has Sonny Bono and it has a character called
Harry Potter.
Before Harry Potter was a character.
Oh.
And the sequel to it, because I bought her as a gift one year, I bought her Troll DVD 2-pack, the worst movie of all time, with it, Troll 2, which has nothing to do with the first movie.
Oh.
There is no connection.
That happens.
So there we go. So, gentlemen, now that we've kind of gone through our wish we had done list, we are going to kind of quickly speak about one of the movies that we wish we had done. Well, we're going to do it right
now.
Well,
we finally did it.
Cause
is this the only...
We are trying to...
I think this is the only movie we didn't do. The joke there is we just spent 40 minutes
listing
off movies
we never
didn't
do. We are going to complete at least one quadrilogy right now.
Aliens.
We...
We're talking about this, Alien Resurrection.
This episode will take 4 hours.
But that wouldn't count because there's Alien versus Predator. There's more than four, so. We actually did 1997's Batman and Robin.
Yes.
To finish out
phenomenal.
Which I call the Michael Goff quadrilogy, because he is the only guy that's in all four of them.
I didn't even realize he was in this.
What are you talking about? The whole B story was about him dying.
I know.
Like, Alfred. Which, when we watched it, I was like, I don't remember this.
Yeah, project. I was just going to say, it was like, wow.
So this one's from 1997. It was, once again, directed by Joel Schumacher, who did Batman Forever. We're just going to kind of do a quick mini review of this.
A mini visit.
And I have some notes here, but Brian, why don't you go through everything, and then we can bring up our notes at the end.
So I'm going to read the summary. So in Gotham, one year after the defeat of Two-Face and the Riddler, Batman and Robin attempt to thwart Mr. Freeze from robbing diamonds from the Natural History Museum, but he steals one and flees. Mr. Freeze was originally Dr. Victor Freeze, a doctor working to develop a cure for McGregor's syndrome to heal his terminally ill wife. Freeze was forced to wear a cryogenic suit powered by diamonds after becoming unable to live at normal temperatures following a lab accident.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And Mr. Freeze. At a Wayne Enterprises lab in Brazil, the botanist Dr. Pamela Isley is working under the deranged Dr. Jason Woodrue.
I had no idea it was in Brazil. I didn't pick that up
whatsoever. He's experimenting with the venom drug. She witnesses Woodrue using the formula to turn the violent but diminutive convicted serial murderer Antonio Diego into a hulking monstrosity dubbed Bane. Good impression. Woodrue and Isley argue about the use of the drug, which ends when Woodrue attempts to kill her by overturning a shelf of various toxins.
I have to point out in this one part,
we're not pointing out things.
No, I have to, because when that he turns the shelf over, every single thing has like in big letters poison.
Yes.
It's very awkward.
Well, since you stopped it, one of my notes here is I found it strange that Poison Ivy's creation was basically the same as Catwoman's in Batman Returns. Her employer murders her.
Her employer, played by a famous character actor, murders her.
Murders her, and then the item or the thing that is involved in the death becomes her signature thing.
Yes. So, despite Woodrow's efforts, she's resurrected, transforming into the beautiful and seductive Poison Ivy before exacting revenge. She kills Woodrow with her poisonous kiss and sets fire to the lab, leaving it to burn down while she escapes with Bane. She finds that Wayne Enterprises funded Woodrow, thus she appropriates Bane as a muscle-bound thug, taking him with her to Gotham City. Meanwhile, Alfred Pennyworth's niece, Barbara Wilson, makes a surprise visit and is invited
by
Bruce Wayne.
Not Jim Gordon's daughter.
Not Jim Gordon's daughter.
Correct. She's invited by Bruce Wayne to stay at Wayne Manor until she goes back to school. Nothing odd there. Wayne Enterprises presents a new telescope for Gotham Observatory at a press conference that's interrupted by Isley. She proposes a project that could help the environment, but Bruce declines her offer, which would kill millions of people. That night, a charity event is held by Wayne Enterprises with special guests Batman and Robin, and she decides to use her abilities to seduce them. Wayne Enterprises is throwing the event, but they're just like, Bruce Wayne's not here, but Batman is. Yeah. She decides to use her abilities to seduce Batman and Robin. Mr. Freeze crashes the party and steals a diamond from the event. Although he's captured by Batman and detained in Arkham Asylum, he eventually escapes with the help of Poison Ivy and Bane. Meanwhile, Dick discovers that Barbara has participated in drag races to raise money for Alfred, who's
like
dying of a Gregor syndrome. Yes, not RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Batman and Robin begin to have crime-fighting relationship problems because of Ivy's seductive ability with Robin.
That's the best.
But Bruce eventually convinces Dick to trust him. Poison Ivy is then able to contact Robin once more. She kisses him but fails to kill him due to Robin wearing rubber lips.
He's wearing his rubbers for protection.
Meanwhile, Barbara discovers the Batcave, where an AI version of Alfred reveals he has made Barbara her own suit. Barbara dons the suit and becomes Batgirl. Ivy captures Robin, but he gets rescued by Batman, and Batgirl arrives and subdues Ivy to get eaten by her throne plant before revealing her identity to the pair, in case it wasn't obvious.
Right.
She's just wearing like a
She's
little...
had a mask, yeah.
Yeah. Batman, Robin, and Batgirl decide to go after Mr. Freeze together. By the time they get to the observatory where Mr. Freeze and Bane are, Gotham is completely frozen. Batgirl and Robin are attacked by Bane. Eventually defeat him by kicking apart his venom tubes, stopping the flow of venom to his body. Bane collapses before transforming back to his original diminutive size of Antonio Diego and is left helpless on the ground. Meanwhile, Batman and Mr. Freeze begin to fight each other, with Batman defeating Mr. Freeze. That was easy.
Yeah.
Batgirl and Robin manage to unfreeze Gotham, and Batman shows Freeze a recording of Poison Ivy during her fight with Batgirl, who had informed the latter that she killed Mr. Freeze's wife. However, Batman informs Mr. Freeze that she is still alive, having been restored by them in cryogenic slumber before being moved to Arkham Asylum, waiting for Mr. Freeze to finish his research. Batman proceeds to ask Mr. Freeze for the cure Mr. Freeze has created for the first stage of McGregor's syndrome, to administer to Alfred, and Mr. Freeze atones for his misunderstanding by giving him the medicine he had developed. Mr. Freeze is then detained in Arkham Asylum. Poison Ivy is also imprisoned in Arkham Asylum, with a vengeful Mr. Freeze as her cellmate, and he plans to get revenge on Poison Ivy for what she did to his wife. After Alfred is cured, everyone agrees to let Barbara stay at Wayne Manor. End of movie.
End of movie. So one of the things I was thinking about before I watched this movie was just the things I remembered about Batman and Robin. And one of the things, which I think we kind of debunked when we watched Batman Forever, but originally this was the movie in my mind that introduced the bat nipples. But I think we started to see it a little bit in Batman Forever, but it was much more prominent.
Like they did the full-on shot of
they did
the nipples.
Because the shot of the nipples, the butt shot, where they were like, they were donning, and then they were like,
it was
here's
nuts.
An ass. The other thing I really remembered was all the, which I will get into because I wrote down a lot of them, is all the ice puns for Mr. Freeze. And then I also remembered that, and I was kind of bummed about this when I saw the movie originally, is how much they really shoehorned in Bane, and they're just kind of made him into the Hulk.
It reminds me so much of Venom in Spider-Man 3.
Right. They're
where
like,
it's
just
like,
get this character
where
in
it's
there.
This character that you go, oh, this character has a great history with the with the hero, and then it was just like, oh, he's a thug.
Yeah, and the comics, he's the guy that breaks Batman's back. It's like supposed to be like the ultimate villain, and then like he's just this
Bane.
Goon, pretty
Bane.
Much.
Bomb.
So obviously this one of all of them was the much more comical and in the vein of like the Adam West Batman series.
Yes.
Yeah. And some of the things that did that were like they threw a guy against the wall and they'd be like boop. And you know, there was
a lot of cartoony sound effects.
Cartoony noises, which was really weird.
When Bane threw the guys backwards, it was like,
yeah,
it was like the weirdest thing.
John Glover was in this movie, who has been in a few other reviews that we've had. He was the boss. The scene where you said that Poison Ivy crashed the telescope event, she was wearing this big puffy gorilla outfit thing. It looked like she was the gremlin thing from the original Twilight Zone. There's something on the wing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was intentional or not.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. It was very interesting that there was a group of thugs that were all like a blacklight gang. The guy who was the leader,
so
he sounded
familiar.
So
this is where, when I watched this earlier and you saw those group of thugs and all this stuff, the set design.
Oh, right. It's crazy.
Amazing. I mean, the amount
of time.
That's really
the best part of this movie.
The amount of time.
Design.
I mean, listen, the movie.
I have other good parts.
Okay.
There's other good parts.
It's a good part.
It's one of the best parts is you have to look at it from a construction side of things. Like, somebody had to create all of these. The whole set. I mean, right. Every time they shot an icicle, every time they shot whatever, it was like they created a set around it and it was nuts.
Yeah.
And so I have to say, whoever did that, like, I guarantee you that took them forever. Because right now
it seemed like it took a long time.
It's practical effects because.
And it was like
it's
down
not
to
just
the
digital.
Detail, like down to the T.
It was very good.
A few cameos I kind of spot. I didn't remember being in this movie. Coolio as the bike race guy.
Character's name is Banker.
Banker. And then one of the prison guards, I was like, is that Jesse Ventura?
It is. And the other the other prison guard is, I'll have to look him up.
You look that up. When Poison Ivy had all those plants that she wanted to introduce, they were like these weird puppet things that kind of reminded me of a little Shop of Horrors.
I can see that.
And then I wrote down this line. Robin says to Poison Ivy, is your thumb the only part of you that's green?
Was he implying that like her nipples are green?
I don't know. Or
he's
downtown.
Like, 'cause you can see my nipples.
Rick, what do you think of the falling effects?
They were not good.
They were as bad as you would expect.
Right.
All of the digital effects were awful. All of the practical effects, I thought were, I mean, they're over the top, but they were great.
So my most fond memory of this movie, and we've brought this up many times, one of the theaters that was from our hometown.
The Flick.
I saw this movie in the theater with past guests from our Big Trouble in Little China episode, Zach Breeze. When there's the scene where Mr. Freeze flips a switch and the room gets chilled down and all the cops kind of fall to the ground and Commissioner Gordon is fighting, he's struggling, he's crawling toward that switch. Zach stands up in the middle of the theater and goes, "Go, Commissioner Gordon, go!" and pumps his fists. So that I've always associated
entirely earnestly?
Movie. Yes. Yeah, he was really into it.
Cuz not drinking. He's
not
97.
Drinking. We weren't drinking at this point.
Wow.
So the other prison guard was, I think his name's Hagen. He was from Gladiator. He's the other guy in Gladiator. Like
the German guy?
Yeah. So.
Whoa.
That's the other guy.
Ralph Möller.
You mean the guy that was in like the third Conan movie?
Yeah. Ralph Möller.
Oh, he's in Beerfest.
Yes.
He's one of the Beerfest guys on the German team.
Yeah.
I remember my first beer.
Now, did you realize there's like a flashback type moment where they see young Bruce Wayne
and like Alfred reading to him?
Yeah, do you know who young Bruce Wayne is?
No,
Eric Lloyd from the Santa Claus.
Oh, the kid,
Charlie. Yeah.
Oh,
and he's from Dunstan Checks In
well. Yep. Those were mainly my notes about the movie.
Rick, what were your thoughts?
I actually pretty much stated them. I mean, it's very campy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, super campy, yeah.
And it was funny, and we have talked about this a couple of times. You can see the progression from the original Batman as it's
Tim Burton's
Batman as it slowly gets into the Adam West.
Even Batman Returns, they took a plot from the Adam West Batman with the Penguin running for mayor.
Right.
And just folded it in.
Correct. And so it's like, you could see it, and then it just went over the top. This one just went over the top. This one turned its hat around
and became
a truck.
This one was just like, I am going to be a sequel to the 1966 Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like,
right.
I'm an Adam West movie without Adam West. And
like, I'm surprised that, because I didn't know this until you read that description, But I was surprised they even referenced the previous movie, because it doesn't have to have, besides like the fact that now Robin's here, it's like they didn't really have to tie it to anything.
I don't think they really do. I think they might have a passing reference to Mr. Freeze or the Riddler in one of the Arkham scenes.
Yeah.
Like their stuff is
like
in
their
the evidence locker.
On the door, yeah.
Like next to Mr. Freeze's suit, there's like the Riddler stuff.
Yeah.
When it leans into the campy side, I know it's what everyone hated when it came out.
Yeah.
But it's what actually works upon revisiting it.
I agree.
Like
it's a different take, yeah.
The stuff that feels out of place is like the serious stuff with Alfred.
Yeah.
And like
that was really, I didn't remember that plot line whatsoever.
You could have excised it without any issues.
By the way, I did like that his brother's name was Wilfred and he was Alfred.
Yes.
By the way, I my apologies. Yes, it is the Michael Goff quadrilogy, but it's also the Pat Hingle quadrilogy.
Yes, yes.
Commissioner Gordon.
They're the only two.
You can do it, Commissioner Gordon.
You can do it, Commissioner Gordon.
Go!
You can do it.
Have you watched the Adam West movie?
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been
a while.
But
I do,
years.
Like, I genuinely enjoy that movie.
IFC shows the TV show, so I do watch occasional episodes of the show.
Yeah, and I think if you accept it from that perspective, it's not that bad a movie.
It's certainly not the worst movie we've done on this podcast.
And I kind of think it's better than Batman Forever.
I would agree with you.
I think
that.
It's more watchable in many ways.
Because I think Batman Forever tried to be Tim Burton.
And they didn't know where they were
falling.
And
they didn't know where they were going.
Was.
Yeah, it was in between. In this one,
it's just full
Joel
throttle.
Schumacher just went full tilt.
Right.
Like, let's
and
do,
it was smart.
Can't be Batman.
I think it was so smart of him doing that.
But it was also at a time where people were rejecting the idea of campy Batman.
That's true.
So that's why it immediately had that reputation.
It failed, yeah.
Because people were like, well, that's not what we want. And then they're like, okay, yeah, we'll do Batman Begins. And I was like, okay, that's the Batman we want. But now they're doing, you know, direct-to-video Adam West movies until he passed away, where it's just like, okay, here's... And even when you look at, like, the costume design, Poison Ivy's outfits look like they were straight out of...
Oh, yeah!
Out of the 66
right.
series.
Yeah, exactly.
So it works on that level. And those... You always had, like, the villains teaming up and coming up with a grand scheme.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to freeze the entire city.
We're gonna get this giant telescope.
Yeah.
And send a rocket.
This giant telescope that's being introduced just for this story. That's powered by gemstones.
Right. And faceless, like, henchmen.
Yeah,
like,
so many faceless thugs.
Faceless thugs that are wearing, like, amazing costumes.
Right. Yeah.
This is probably surprising for a lot of the listeners.
I know, because we were full intending this to be, like, the bottom of the list.
Yeah, this was going to be, like,
it's
the apotheosis, but...
Down there, but we'll see.
We'll see when we...
All right, gentlemen, you ready for some Mr. Freeze puns?
Yes. Sarah?
The Iceman cometh.
Perfect.
I'm cold to your pleas of mercy.
Not as good.
In this world, there is only one absolute. Everything freezes.
I don't know about that.
You're not sending me to the cooler.
I like that one.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Well, that's debatable.
Stay cool, bird boy.
Okay.
Talk about your cold shoulder.
Ha!
Oh, this one's great. Always winterize your pants.
They work even better out of context.
Chilled to perfection.
Oh.
Tonight, hell freezes over.
There we go. That's clever.
But this might be one of the most famous ones. Let's kick some ice.
Nice.
The forecast calls for freeze.
Well, I mean, that's not really what a forecast would call for.
Freeze in hell, Batman.
Burn.
And then winter has come at last, which... Reminds me, the final season of Game of Thrones coming up in just a few weeks.
Oh, good. We're plugging them. They better be paying us with free HBO Now subscriptions.
I was just going to say, I don't remember getting paid for this.
Also, Mr. Freeze watching Year Without a Santa Claus
that was great.
And dancing to the
making
cold
them
visor.
Making them sing,
and they're licking, like, microwavable meals.
Right.
It is dumb.
By the way,
it
Vivica A. Fox had an interesting, I forget what her character's name, but it was like a weird pun.
She was Ms. B. Haven.
Ms. B. Haven. All right, gentlemen, do we have anything else to say about Batman and Robin?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't revisited it, go into it with an open mind, like ready to just be like, okay, this is stupid, this is dumb.
Right.
It's over the
top.
They're trying something different. If you've never seen the Adam West Batman movie, see that first, then watch this. Don't even watch Batman Forever before this. Don't watch Batman Returns. Go from the Adam West one to this and you'll see the dotted line that exists.
Exactly. And one of the things, a direct parallel, is I was like, hey, I kind of like Clooney's performance in this.
Yeah.
And he's doing, like, an Adam West.
Exactly.
He's just being a straight man,
basically. Yeah, no, I think his performance was quite well for it, better than Val Kilmer. I would give it that.
Yeah. Like, even the moment where they're right at the beginning when they're on the rocket, they show, like, Robin climbing the rocket. I was like, it's like when they climb the buildings.
Oh, I forgot to play a couple. I did record two clips here.
Oh.
That I have to.
Bonus clip.
This movie sets the tone of the movie and kind of.
I'm Mrs. Clip.
Oh, Mrs. Clip. This kind of opens up the world of the DC universe, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Chicks dig the car. This is why Superman works alone.
They bring up Superman.
Yeah, which they did reference Metropolis in Batman Forever.
Okay.
That was one of those jokes where they were just recycling a joke from the previous movie. Batman said it to Alfred in the previous
movie. Right, oh yeah, you're right.
Chicks dig the car.
And then, Rick, this is a bit of an Easter egg. I don't know if you're aware of this, but this movie, Bane in particular, were you aware that he was the original person to come up with the soundtrack to the Christopher Nolan movie Inception? You got a Mr. Freeze pun in there, too, but there you go. There's another Batman connection, Christopher Nolan. Inception.
Like it.
Those are my clips.
Did you know that this movie has Senator Patrick Leahy as himself?
No.
And that he also was in The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises and Batman versus Superman?
Really? Why is he in all
and
those movies?
And Batman the Animated Series.
Why?
He's a lifelong Batman fan. He provided the voice for a territorial governor in the Old West on the Animated Series. Made an appearance as himself in the Jungle Party sequence, Batman and Robin, and two of the Nolan films.
So you're
He's the one who says to Heath Ledger's Joker, "We're not intimidated by you thugs." And he was also board member number 2 in Dark Knight Rises.
So does he wish he was a senator for Gotham City?
I think so.
As opposed to whatever state he is?
I don't know. Lives in Middlesex, Vermont.
Oh, he knows Bernie.
He's retired now.
All right, Rick, why don't you bring up the old stack rank list since we did do a mini review of Batman and Robin and would see where the chips fall on this
movie. Know one of our listeners was hoping that we would get one final stack ranking in.
Well, how about we do this? Let's just rank it, and then part 2 we'll go through the whole list. So we're not going to go through the total list of where things are. We're just going to stick it on the list.
Yeah, stick it on.
And then we'll go through the final tally of the ongoing stack rank list.
We'll call it a tally-ho.
A tally-ho.
A tally-whacker.
I wonder if everything's green. So I'm thinking
stack rank.
Yeah.
We are going to hit movie number 80.
Wow.
Nice. So I'm thinking we should, as we mentioned, we should probably start around Batman Forever.
Yeah.
To see where that falls.
Batman Forever is, oh man, just above Stay Tuned.
Really?
Our last movie.
Oh, interesting.
What? Let's see. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go to make the conversation interesting?
Let's go
debating the exact same movies as last time.
I know. We're right at the same point again.
Let's go 10 higher.
Well, I was going to say, you guys thought it was better, so let's
all right,
above.
We'll go better. 52 is Spawn.
I would rather watch this than Spawn.
No, Spawn.
I would rather watch Spawn.
I'd rather watch
really?
Spawn.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
I have watched this movie.
I like it. It's the one movie where a superhero uses his powers.
You know, this is going to go right above Batman Forever.
I'm pretty much. That's not true. I may go 2 above that. So right above Batman Forever, we'll go that way, is Footloose.
Better than Footloose.
I would rather watch this than
I'd rather watch Footloose, but I know you guys would say that. Okay.
Then is Blank Check.
Oh, shit.
I think I'd rather watch Blank Check.
I think I'd rather watch Blank
I
Check.
I think I'd rather watch Blank Check.
Okay.
So above that is 101 Dalmatians, Sudden Death, Can't Buy Me Love, The Phantom, Flight of the Navigator, Hudson Hawk, Buckaroo Banzai. I mean, I think
I'd rather watch it than everything but Blank Check.
No, I'd rather watch. I'd watch Sudden Death over this.
I'd watch.
The kid just sits in his seat.
I'd watch Hudson Hawk.
Wow. They're kind of neck and neck.
Yeah.
Hudson Hawk and this. They both have a corniness that's kind of charming.
I would say.
Did I just say that out loud?
A corniness that's kind of charming.
Yeah.
I would say we're stuck at between Blank Check and Footloose. I mean, I think it's.
I'd be okay with that.
I think it's 61.
I mean, I honestly thought this was better than expected, but I'm not putting this movie way up there by any means.
What's it, 25?
25?
TMNT 2.
Oh, I mean, this is better than
No way.
No, there's no way. You're being overruled on this.
Yeah, we're being overruled. Put it under Blank Check.
What's it, 22?
Not this.
What number is that?
So now it'll fall under 61, under Blank Check.
Under Blank Check. All right, excellent, gentlemen. Well, I think we've kind of done a lot for this part one. We got a lot of more good stuff to come in part two.
Dos Pesquetos.
Dos Pesquetos of chips from the local Mexican restaurant. And Brian, do you have anything to add?
Well, what movie did we do like three or four movies ago?
Bill and Ted's?
Oh, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
You know who stars in that?
Alex Winter.
Oh. On that note, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this part one finale episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you can always paint the grass green.
One episode remaining.
That's true. Good night.
Goodbye.
Flashback to 1998. Hey, Joel Schumacher, Akiva Goldsmith, get into my office.
Yeah,
hey,
yes, hello.
It's me. What's going on? Sam Warner, the head of the studio.
Oh, hello, Mr. Warner.
So, Batman and Robin, big success, and we want to do a fifth movie. So we got Clooney back. He's back, and Chris O'Donnell. So we got Batman and Robin. Oh, and we got Alicia Silverstone. This one's gonna be called Batman, Robin, and Batgirl. It's gonna be like Batman and Robin we had. Now it's Batman, Robin, and Batgirl for number five. We're gonna do another team up. So last one we had Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, and Bane. This one we got Harley Quinn, we got Clayface, and we're really running out of the rogues list here, but we had Mr. Freeze in the last one. We have Firefly in this one.
Oh.
He's the fire guy. So what I need from you guys as the director and the writer, you guys did such a great job with all those ice puns. We need lots of fire puns for this one. What do you got? What can you pitch to me?
You're just a hunk of burning love.
Oh, that's good. The parents that take the kids in, they'll like the Elvis reference. That's perfect.
Feels like there's a heat wave coming through.
Oh, I love that song. I think we could easily put that in. What about, you brought up Elvis. What if someone says a Ring of Fire? Just
or
steal from Johnny Cash.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh, Buster Point. He's a good friend of mine, actually.
Buster Poindexter could play the character.
He can be Firefly. That's true.
That way he can look directly at the camera and say, feeling hot, hot,
hot. He was great in Scrooge as that cab driver, so that's good. What else do you got? What do you got out of there, Joel?
We could do something about how he's bringing the heat.
He's bringing the heat.
Yeah.
The hot, stinky cheddar.
Hot, stinky cheddar.
That's a movie. I actually have a script on my desk about this kid that throws baseballs very fast. It's still in production, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, I thought that came out years ago.
I made it already. I'm losing my mind. I'm like 92. How about like the heat is on?
Like the Eagles.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
There's this local chef. He's not local. He's from England. And he keeps coming and pitching this TV show to produce called Hell's Kitchen. So maybe we can make a reference to that.
That'll never work.
Probably never work.
But he's pretty okay. Angry. Here's the thing. You have Firefly shoot some fire at Batman's pants.
Oh.
And when he does, he just goes, Hot Pocket.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire.
Nope.
Oh. Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Well, we got to sell merchandise.
That's true. Oh, a line of Batman Hot Pockets.
Yeah. What about,
I've got hot pants.
Can I smoke in here?
Are you asking me, or is this one of the lines?
One of the lines.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I get it.
What about
you can't smoke in here.
What about smoking is bad for you?
What if Smokey the Bear shows up?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh. I don't know if we can get his contract, though. He demands
quite We'll just use selling. A different bear and a different put a hat on him.
Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent wood blazings.
Nice.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for joining us for our part one finale episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our very last episode. Oh, my! You can still find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number 5, Dollar Bin, P-O-D, like us on Facebook, or email us at the $5bin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, you can still leave a nice rating and review. Wah, thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit NaticImprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. Well, that's it for this episode, Cinemaniacs. Until next time, hasta la vista, babies, ice, ice, baby, do, 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 do.